Before we start further the Gemara, where there's one Taisvis we have yet not learned. The Gemara asks a Kasha, there was a Takonis Ushe, that be Ushe is Kina, Kaisav Kol Nechasav Labonov, Hu Ve Ishtai Nizayne Mehem, that he and his wife have a schus to get mezaynis from the nechosim that he was maknet lebonov. And the Gemara asked Akasha, why do you need a takone by ishtoi? That's a poshet halacha, amonosai nezaynis, deilim zom, amonosai nezaynis minechosov, so hu ve ishtoi mi boy. So why is it necessary to make a takonas ushe that the ishtai should get mezainis? So let us see the bottom taisvis. So taisvis akasha afal gav deloidomi. So taisvis asks, there's no dimyan amanosai mezainis minachosov. The hosom einam yechaylam lirish. All the time, a Yerish can only take over what the Meirish was Meirish to him. That means the Mezainis he owed the Almona B'shas to Knai Ksube. He was Meshabit his Nechosim. That when he'll die, she'll be nizin min anachosim. So therefore, almonosai nizainis min achosof. But over here, by hu ve ishtoi, so how could you be medame ishtoi ta almonosai? Is Lidavoini, I didn't understand Taisvis Kasha, just like Taisvis understood that if there was a Shibud already Chaland in the Chosim, so Memela the Yershim cannot Yarshin more than the Meirish possessed. So here's the same thing. A husband owes his wife Mezainis. So Lechere, there's a Shibud and the Nechosim. And so now he's giving it B'matone, Lebonov, so the Bonim cannot get in the Matone more than the father possessed. The father was the father's Nechosim, that was the husband, he's Meshubit to her to give her Mezainis. So Memele, the Matone, they can only get B'matone what he possessed, and he possessed Akaka Meshubedes. So why did Taisvis understand better by Almona than by Ishti? That's Taisvis Kashta, the Loidomi, the Hosam Ein Yechaylam Lirish Alamashu Meirish. So here also he can't be Mekabul, the Matone, only what he has to give over. His Kalk is Meshubit. I found the Beis Yaakov on a different Taisvis. He brings down a sma, which I think is a grais. The maramokim is a grais. He brings it in chayshim mishpat, simin tzadik dalid, which is speaking about gilgul shvuim. But he brings a meira dikazach, and with that perhaps we'll understand toisvis. He brings down that there is a meira dikachilik between the chiyuv mezainis that a husband is mechuyev to give to a wife, and what the tnai ksube is that when he'll die, the almone is mezainis minachosov. And he says as follows: mezainis isha bechaye baila, ein lo din tirfa klal. She can't be goyve from his nechosim. That Teire loichayvei klal habal b'mezainis ishtoi. Even though it's a chiyev diraisa, that that he's mechuyev to give mezainis. Rak sheyesh loy shetizayin imoy. The whole chiyev mezainis is what he has, he shares with her. That is the Chiyuv Mezoinus in the Raisa. And then he brings down from a Prisha, the Mezoinus Almone Din Shtar Yeshloi, that it makes, it creates a Shibud Nechosim. Mashenke Mezoinus Ishtoi Bechayot. I was not able to find not the Sman, not the Precious. I don't know exactly what they say, but Merihitas Advorim, we could understand if Imkeinim Anachtu, so then Taisvus is Meiridik. That it seems that the Shibud of, that what an Almone, that what Mitnai Ksube, the Nechosim become Nishtabid, Limzoinis almone, so that's what, that is a shtar that creates a shibud on the karkois. So memele, and the shibud is chal michai, when they write the ksubit, that the tnai ksubit was chal, that if he'll die before her, so she is a schus from the mezoin, she is a schus, just like the karki became a shibud for the ksubit, for, that's the tnai ksubit. That she has a right to mon mezainis from these nechosim. So there's a shibud. Masha Einkein, he seems to be saying that the chiyuv mezainis that a husband is mechuyev to give his wife, there's no din tilfah, there's no din shibud. So memele, so if that's true, so then Taisus is asking a meridike kasha. So Taisus is asking, so what is your kasha? Why do we need takonis usha? What is it different than almonosai nizainis minachosov? There's a difference. An almone, there's a shibud nechosim. So memele, so when he dies, the harsh shibud that was already chalanda nechosim gives a koich to be goiva from his yoshim. Masha ein kein by an isha, there's no shibud. Could be that is pshat and taisis. So upon him, then we have a kasha. Mikomokim, Maisi Hochi, he says, the Gemara is bringing a raya as follows. Hoyul v'amur rabbonu l'shibud adido. He says, afilo you'll say it is a shibud. But the whole shibud was only from Yoshim. Now, if her husband died and he left over a bas and an almone, and the bas got married, and now the bas died, and that was the raya, and now she mons from the baal. So when she mons from the baal, this is already in the chosam mishubodim shach min a baal she'inei ki yoyrish. Even though she wouldn't have been goiva from another lekeach, because that's the Mishnah in Anezokin, that ain't goivin lemezaynis seishem in the chosem ishabodim. Afal pikein from this lekeach we goiva. Maybe this is the way Rashi says because he doesn't have any hefsed. Ochenami. Islam is kuni bekaisel vabnai sheyuv ishtay nezayni mehem, the vote is ishtay, al koponim, so they should have a schus, they should have a schus, I mean, that what she mons from the baal bitoy is not me iker hadin. That's amur rabbonin lishibud adido, even though me iker hadin, she wouldn't have a right. So it seems the Gemara held there should be an al-mu'l rabbonon here also. Letzayrech the mezaynis ha'isha. Could be this is pshat and taisvis. Look the Gemara weiter. We're 5 lines from the banach. Miboy yilohu. Hilchese kevosei. Now, we have here a takonas usha that they were mesakin that if the husband gives over all the nechosim lebonov, so hu v'ishtei is nizayne mehem. Iboilu hilchese kevosei, iles hilchese kevosei. Toshma, Rabbi Chanine v'Rabbi Yonason have kaime. Chanine Rabbi Yonason was standing, osa hu gavre, so a person came, kochin v'noshki l'Rabbi Yonason akare. So he went and bent down and kissed Rabbi Yonason's feet. Very an emotional act. Omalei Rabbi Chanine, my high. Sabrinas of what happened, what came about. Amalei Kaisev Nechasov Labanovu. This person wrote all his Nechasov Labanov. Vasi Sinu Lisnei, and I forced them they should give him his Zainis. So Mamele, he has a Koros HaTayv to me. So that's why so let us learn Pshat and the Gemara. The Ranach said this is how Rashi learned Pshat and the Gemara. I amrit bishloime, the Ritva also seems to say like this. I amrit bishloime lavdine. If you'll say that we don't paskin like Takana Susha. Takana Susha was he has a right to mon mezainis. If we don't paskin like Takana Susha. Mishum hochi aisinu. So we have to add a few words here. So that's why he had a chorus for the kviya. That means he had no right really to be koife. We don't pass him like takonis ushe. This was a very nice, Rabbi Yonison was very nice, and he forced them to give him his einis, so he had a chorus hatoif. Eli amrit dina, but if you say that the halacha is that we pass him like takonis ushe, is asiyinu boy, so then the din is mechuyif to force them. So why do you give him sakum to nishken yashikayach? That's the halacha. The halacha is that if a person, if we pass him like takonis usha, so that's the din, that he's goive, that is the din, he's goive minichse, bezoinis minichse bonov. So memela, so he has to do it. So why is there a reason of a koros hatoyf? No, the Ranach asks a kasha, so now we understand why he kissed him. But we have to understand another thing. If the din is not like that, we don't paskin like Takana Susha, so what right and good? For the father, he was the father. I mean, in every din Torah, there's two sides to the story. There's the bonim and the father. So you force the bonim to give mezainis, so the father's indebted to you. But what right did he have to force the bonim? That kasha, the Ranach asks on Rashi's pshat. Let us see Rashi. Hilchese kevosei ad rabbi loy koi, akare al ragloi. Vasisinu kofisi oisom bechazoke, hefostem. Bimnei she tarachti olov, lichneis loy lefnim mishures adin. I went out of my way. Mechaveveini, so memele he's mechavev me. But we dino, but if it's the din is like the asiyinu boy, so you have to be enkan gemilus toive laharzik loy toive. Shal kocha yishpetemis, that's the din, that's your job. So it doesn't have to be mechav of you. Let us see Taisvis. Now Taisvis, because of these two difficulties, that means mishim hochi asiyinu, we have to add five words. Bishleim elav dinim mishim hochi, he needed to be makir toive for the kviya. So we have to add a few words over here. So that's shver according to Rashi. So therefore, Taisu says, asisinu boi hai isui tzorch leime dahinu bedvohim. It wasn't a real kviya, because you have no right to be koife. We don't paskin like takone sushi. So hai isi tzorch lima dahina bedvorim, kehida lakaman, ma'aloi didi, what I go into him, that the haino isui. That means he went into him and his presence forced the other person to do something. Haini isui. Vahashti yosis shapir. So now the Gemara is very good. The oma asisinu boy. So now it's good. That means asisinu is gematria bedibor, bedvorim. So that means mikeradin yapata, but he was kaifem epesazay bedvorim that he should go lefnimishosadin. The imina din hoyo mahoyo loy lasoise bedvorim. He don't go with silk gloves. He loy lakoisam ulachayfam ache yezaynu oisay. So according to Taisus, the Lashon Gemara is as follows. Vasasinu liznei, I forced him bedvorim. Asasinu is gematria bedvorim. Vasasinu liznei, to give him his einis. Yamrit Bishloime Lavdine, that we don't paskin like Takona Susha Mishim Hochi Aisina. So that's why he's only Kaifa Bidvorim. Ala Yamrit Dine Asiinu Boy, you need Kfiya Bidvorim. You don't go with Dvorim, you go and Kaifim, you mark him. And you force him, actually, is anyway. That's how Taisvis learns Pshat in the Gemara. The Loshna Gemara flows much better than according to Rashi. But there's only one problem, that the word Isui that Taisvis assumed is Gematria Bedvorim, Kegoin Ein Ma'asin Elulopsules, and there it means, Yimamish Kaife. So that's the problem. That's a shtickle problem that this assumption that Asi is only Bedvorim is not so poshut. Oma Rabbi Eloi, Be'ushe Hiskinu HaMevazveis, another takonas Ushe. Be'ushe Hiskinu HaMevazveis Al Yevazveis Yoisa Michaimish. That a person is Mevazveis money laniyim, he should not give more than a chaimish. Tanya namihochi, amevazveis, ayevazveis, yoisem echoimish, shnakiv more than echoimish, shemo yitztach labrius. He might, by giving more than echoimish, that might make him be a nitzach labrius. Since he's giving so much money for tzlok, he might become a nitzach labrius. So they made a takone, ayevazveis, yoisem echoimish. Umayse be echod, shebikish labazveis, yoisem echoimish. There was one person wanted to give more than a chaimish, blahinich lechaverei, and his chaverei did not let him. Umonai Rabbi Yeshevo, faces Rabbi Yeshevo, did not permit him to give more than a chaimish. But Omri, lo, others say the story was different. Rabbi Yeshevo wanted to give more than a chaimish, blahinich lechaverei, umonai Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva did not let Rabbi Yeshevo give more than a chaimish. Omar Rav Nachman Vitema Rav Acher Bar Yaakov Maikro. What is the posik? Where do we get this number of a chaimish, that a chaimish is permissible and more than a chaimish already? Then Chazal said not. But where do we see that a chaimish is a permissible shir? The Cholashetitali Aser Asreni Loch. That Yaakov Avinu said he'll give two maisres, so two tenths is one fifth. Frek de Gemore, it's not true, bu holoi domi isure basre li isure kamet. That means if you have $100, so the first tenth is $10, and then the second tenth is $9. So it's not a fifth, it's $19. It's not $20. Amaravashi Asreno Labas, it says Asreno Labasra ki kama. The second Asreno is equivalent to the first Asreno. It's just like the first Asreno is a tenth, so the second Asreno is also a tenth of 100, not a tenth of what is left over. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Hamavaz Vizolaniyim, Mechoimish, Shebenachosim, Shalitztarech Labriyas. Aser Asrenu, Shnei Isurim, Abulochoimish. Boholidomi Basra Lakama, the Chishoklas Lakama, when you take away the first ten, Poshalu test, now there's only left nine. Bechiodris, Madlis, Maisa, the two, now you take away a Maisa from nine, Lav Kikamu, so this is not like the first. Ve'in kan choymish b'shneim. So adding both together, you end up with a fifth. A asrenu midaloksiv aser a aser loch. If we say aser a aser, so then we'll mean I'll give one tenth and then give another tenth, and then we'd assume the second tenth is given from what is left over after the first tenth was given. But it doesn't say aser loch. It says hachikoma asrenu kerishain. I'll give Maisa Kerishain. Kleima Maisa Sheini Yehei Kerishain. Perhaps, the Mashmoy says Asrenu is going on Aser, as going on the thing you're taking Maisa from. So Aser, I'll take Maisa from it, and then Asrenu is going on that thing. When I took the first Maisa, I'll take Maisa from that again. So Asrenu is going on the Dover before the first Maisa was taken. So the second Maisa is also a tenth. So together it ends up to a fifth. Al Yavaz Vejasim Echaimish, let us see, Taisus Vafosh Be Yoshamish, Pam Rashaini Yachalavaz Vejs Chaimish, Imikan Ve'elech, Becholshonda Veshona Yitain Chaimish HaRevach. You give a Chaimish of the Revach. I'd like to be Marich a little bit on this Gemara. First, I'd like to tell over a Maisa which the Briske Rav son Ravel told over to my shvager. There was a, in the Soloveitchik Mishpoche, either this was the Beis Halevi was either he was a grandson or it was their Mishpoche. They were Choshev Balei Tzedokah. They were business light, I think, and they were Choshev Balei Tzedokah. And then Bervois Hayomim, they started losing their panosa. So Boisan Hayomim, if such a thing happened, so the Bezdin of the Shtot made a yeshiva's Bezdin. Things don't happen in Mikre if they're losing their panosa, so they must be doing something wrong. So they had a yeshiva's Bezdin to figure out what they're doing wrong. So after much investigation, the only wrong thing they could find on them was the Oiva Agamorin Msechtes Ksubis, Mavazvis, Ayavazvis, Jaisam Echemish. They were giving as a much too much money. And Memela, so they told them, Abaisa, you have to stop, you're doing it, Agamorin. It seems these people are very uncooperative. So, if you're uncooperative, so Bezdin took the matzav in their own hands. So Bezdin went and all their nechosim, the businesses was under the auspices of Bezdin. So they couldn't go to the business to take money out of the business. But this didn't daunt this mishpoche, but whatever they had in the house, they were given. People came, aniyim came. So memela, so they went and they went and gave it to Taniyim. People were coming. They went and gave it to Taniyim. Finally, they had a set of silverware, so they're giving that away. Finally, two Aniyim came, and they had one spoon left over from their silverware. And two Aniyim came. So they didn't know what to do. How can you do one spoon left? So they went and broke the handle from the spoon. And silverware. So one they gave the handle, and one they gave the spoon. And on the matzeva was written, Kapo posa la'oni v'yadeo shilcha la'evyain. Kapo is the kaf, and yadeo is the handle. So that was Kapo posa la'oni v'yadeo shilcha la'evyain. Now, on the etzim zach, that Hamevazvez al Yevazvez Yosem Echemish, there are many halachas involved. One I'd like to say, the Balatanya and the Geras Hatshuve says a Moiradik Echidish. The Balatanya and the Geras Hatshuve says as follows, that he says, if a person Al Pitikune Hatshuva has to fast a number of Tanesim, and it's very difficult for him to fast, is Yivte Kulon B'Tzedokeh. So the Tanesim, which Al Pitikune Hatshuva he'd have to fast, he should be paid the B'Tzedokeh. So now he says as follows, Va'af Sheyale L'Sach Mesuyim, He has a cheshbon how many averes he did, or the chayim averes, and he has to fast a lot of tanaisim, and now if he's going to be paid the tanaisim with stock, he says an amount you have to give for each tainis is ein lochush mishum al yevaz v'yoseh mechaimish. I is going to give more than a chaimish. Le'mikri bizbus ki aygama. This is not called bizbus. Me'acher she'oise liftois daf shemitainis. This he's using to be paid them. He has to fast. He has problems. He can't fast. So this is a pidyon nefesh. He shouldn't have to fast. He says a person has to go to a doctor. So he has a doctor, he's sick. So it'll be more than a chaymish menachosos. That's called bizbos. That's going, that's tzolchei guf. Or you give whatever is needed. So tzolchei navshoi v'shal tzolchev is not worse than that. And therefore he is mesayim. Lachein nogu achshav kol acharedim ledvar Hashem. That's a mamela. This is, that's a different cheshbon. If there's aveiras, a chazal were not speaking about when there were aveiras. Now the Chofetz Chaim and Avas Chesed, wants to say in Perik Chof, he says, a lot of chidushim in this halacha from al yevazveis, so number one, he says, Mishu Osher Muflik. What if a person is an Osher Muflog? Mashme Bepoiskim the Olav Lehoisetakon. Number one. An Osher Muflik, so he can give more than a Chaimish. Number two, Bechain Levazveis Koidem Moisoi. He won't need Labrius anymore. He brings the raya from Ma'ukvil, a Gemara later in Ksubis. Ma'ukvil, the one of Samar Zainim at Bay says, before his Ptire, he asked they should bring him his ledger that he had written down all the tzedakas he had given his whole life. And he calculated everything, and he said, "Uche rechikte uzvodim kalile." That means I have such a long journey to go on, and I prepared so little mezainis. And he went to paginu lenachosam utzdoke. So half of his nachosam he gave to tzedoke. So that's halacha number two. That b'shas misa there's no halacha aval yevazveis yoise mechaimish. Number three, another thing. Al yevazveis yoise mechaimish, haynu b'sheroitze me'atzmoi lechapeis acheraniyim ulechalik lehem tzedok. That means like this, that he gave already his quota of tzedok. He gave a chaimish already. Now he wants to look to give more, to give to more aniyim. So and that is aloche ayivaz v'jaisa mechaimish. Avol k'shebo lefonov, he gave already. K'shebo lefonov aniyim re'evim oy arumim. Yev hungry aniyim or arumim. Shu chayov lahazbiyom v'lachaseis me'arumeyim. Kashe omra teire deimach seire sheyechseloi. That means now this chal anu chiyuv of feeding these reivim or being malbish tarumim or sheyire shvuyim shuchayv lifdoisam uretzaynay losays alze yoisam mechaimish. Like this is not looking to give more tzedakah. They came to him in their namatziv that is a din of demachser sheyechseloi rashoi. Umidus chsidesu. This he brings a Rambam, Perik Aleph, the payer. Now, I'd like to say over the Magia on the Nachlas Yaakov is Meure from this Rambam, but the Nachlas Yaakov says a Meure de Kizach. We had mentioned Sunday, Taisvis asks that the Rava was Koifal at Tzedoke, so Taisvis says, you're not Koifim, and the mitzvah says, Shematan Schore Kosu Bitsida. How come Rava was Koifal at Tzedoke? So, the last teretz of Taisvis is, because there's a lav. And the mitzvah says, so you're not Koifim, but there's a lav, Lisa Amitzes Lebobcha. So he had mentioned that Rabbi Chanan asks Akashe, if there's a lav, so if a person doesn't give tzedakah, not only he's being mevatel a mitzvah, he's even a lav. So if that is the case, so why is the halacha of an oisik b'mitzvah potem in a mitzvah? Oisik mitzvah is only a p'tur in mitzvahs, not in lavin. That kasha Rabbi Chanan asks. Fine. We said over the teretz what Rabbi Chanan says. So the Nachlas Yake from the Nesivis on Parshas Re'ei, he also asks this kasha. Yesh lahakshis. On the lav of Leisa Amit, es levovcho, lo yeira levovcho besitcho loy, yesh lahakshis. Bod amrinim b'shas, t'shemer aveda, b'shemer sochem, b'shem pruta de Rav Yosef, toisig b'mitzvah potem in a mitzvah, trei b'tztoki yesh gam kein trei lavin, Leisa Amit, v'loisig poit, Oisik b'mitzvei neidoiche leisase shebetar. He asked this kasha also. V'lozeh nire lechadesh v'loima. So the Nesiva says, I want to say a chiddush. That means he held it for a chiddush. T'hode mozino mitzvah tzedoke meiser v'choymesh. There's a mitzvah of tzedoke. If you give a tenth, a fifth. Haino b'mitzvah tzedoke. That's mitzvah tzedoke. The mi she ain loy masayim zuz. Neitel min atzdoke, a person, masayim zuz, bizman chazal, was the amount a person needed to exist for a year. That was a year's supply of a person in masayim zuz, he could exist a year without asking for tzdoke. If he had less than masayim zuz, he's entitled for tzdoke. Neitel min atzdoke, he's allowed to take from tzedoke. And now there's a mitzvah on me to give him how much? Maisa, chaymish, not more than that. Avlim hoyo roye orum v'rov, ein shiolaze. Then there's no din of chaymish. V'raki sira orum v'chisisoi, v'imrov achilei lechem. This is, even though I don't know if it is a konis nefoshes. So he's saying, not like Taisvis, he's saying Chidushim, not like the Rambam also, the Rambam says it's permissible. He wants to say it seems there's a chiev. There's a chiev, kisira orum v'chisisoi, v'brov achilei lechem, and that is a loisa ameitz. And that is no shear of Maisa B'chaymish. That's what the Nachlas Yaakov says. The Chofetz Chaim says, Al Kaponim, there's no Issa. Another two protim. Vida. V'ma she'iskinu chazal sheloi lefazer yoisa mechaymish. Another prat. That what Chazal said, you should not give more than a chaymish. Hainu davke kshemevazveis nichsei beisei al yedeze hapizel. That means they put savings away, and he's taking more of a chaymish of the nichsei beisei. Avol bedova muet, kigoin sheyesh loy eze meloche oy esik kavua shemistake bo kedei mechyosei kol shvua. A person has, we're not talking about savings. He makes X amount of dollars a week. That's what he lives on. And from these X amount of dollars, he wants to take off more than a fifth to give to tzedakah. So the lomdis of shemo yitzdarech lebrius, he wants to say, doesn't apply. That means he'll take off, he makes X amount of dollars, he takes off more than a fifth. I mean, this is for this week. He has a cheshbon. He has enough for this week. He wants to take off more than a fifth. Next week, he doesn't have money side by side for next week, and he has to work next week. So next week, to want to take off again, so there's no din of chaymish. There's no din of a yivasus yaisim chaymish. Mutala lafaza yaisil tzok avshuayla yaisim chaymish lafiyarech. And one more halacha, he says. He has a whole perik on this halacha, the Chofetz Chaim. This is an Abbas Chesed perik Chof. V'da oid, the chol iker hatakone hu l'stam tzedoke. that a person should not be mevazvez more than a chaymish l'stam tzedoka. Aval achzokas ha-teire mitzadet b'seifa shit mekebetzes ksubis af mempes, b'samana sugi, leichshayich ze klal, b'achzokas ha-teire, there's no din ha-yivazvez jaysa mechaymish, v'chein bedin, this is an investment. There's no din of a person, how much money a person is permitted to invest. Here he's gaining a shutvis with the Talmud Chochim. So the more he gets, the more return, the more he gives, the more returns he's getting. So by Achzokis HaTeire, there's no klal al yevaz v'sheisa michayim. That's what he says. And one more halacha, he says, which is Mamish Ashrek. He says, Chazal said that a person should not be mevazvez more than a chaymish, because he's doing a mitzvah. But listen, Shema Yitzvah Lebriyas. So he says, from this takone, on the Yechaylim lehizboinen, Kame yeshle laodam lochis alma moine, shele lafazer oisam binyone hevel. That a person's tamazay should not waste money for things which are not needed, which are not necessary. Uma bedvorim ha'imdim berume shaloilam. He says, if Chazal, we're talking about tzedoka, which is amirdik a mitzvah, kinyin tzedoka. Bashar tzolchei mitzvah, shem chayev shalodam. So if talking about mitzvahs, which is meiridik, afal pikein, the Gemara said one is not permitted to go overboard. After bozel for omim yochel rachmov shel Hashem yisbarach olov. He says, you can never tell. If a person is going over, he's going more than his tzorech, he said, could very well be that the Rabbi Nishom will give him l'mayla miderech hatev panos also. Aval pikein, Chazal said, ein saim chenal aneis. Listen, you have to, al achas kama vekama yesh lodem li yizor shle yefaz le bamoini le nyin reik shal kovid amedume. So then he had to buy expensive clothing into lodo beheichol le kovid ulishtamish beribi amishosim bekelem ayosim yekorim. That means if he'll indulge in yone oilam hazeh, he'll invest a lot of money, he'll spend a lot of money, he'll be mevazvez a lot of money on that, is these things are ziche mechala mamoinai. So he says in Hagoa, moiridike chiddush. So he says, of a person who did this, so he says, so then he doesn't think by him geton takonas ushe. I mean, no come to tzedokah. Chazal said, ivaz vizyaisa mechaymish. So we say, let's look at your clothing, at your house, and thus. So if it came to, when it came to these inyonim, all of a sudden you weren't chayish for Shema Yeyoni. So Memele says, so when it comes to mitzvahs also you don't have this anhoga. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rabsimi Bar Ashi Ushmuis Halolu Mismatois Vahilchais. Now we had over here three members of Takonis Ushe. One member was a person is mechuyev to give mezaynis lebenois of Kozman de Ketanim. The second member was that a neisen kol nechosav lebono v'suvishten yizaynim imenu. And the third member was Ayivazvi Jaisa Mechaimish. Now, if we'll look at these members, we'll see that the first member was said with three Amoroim, Omar Rabbi Loi, Omar Reish Lokish, Mishum Rabbi Yudah Bar Hanine. The second member was said with two Amoroim, Omar Rabbi Loi, Omar Reish Lokish.
The third memre, Ayivazu Jaisa Mechaimish, Amar Rabbi Loi, Ba'ushe Iskinu, Hamavazu Zayivazu Jaisa Mechaimish.
So Rav Simi said, Ushmuis Alolu Mismatis Vahilchis. You have three Shmuis. Each one is Mismait Vahilchis. That means that there's one less man the Yomar that is brought down by each memre. Besimonech, and if you want to know the Seder, Tanim Kosvu Ubizbizu. That's the Seder. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi Ishmuis Halolu, the Rebbe Eloi Betakonesu, Shemismatis Vahilchais Miamiroi. Orishaine Omar Rabbi Eloi Meresh Lokish, Mshum Rabbi Yudah Barchanin, Ashni Rabbi Eloi Meresh Lokish, Lishis Rabbi Eloi Lechude. Besimonech, Beseida Halochis, Boy Teida Seida Meyutan, Ktanim, Kosvu, Bizbizu, Bonav of Noisu Shem Ktanim, Akois Nuchoso, Mavazu, Zivazu, Miatale Tachlev, Beeze Shloisha, Beeze Shnaim, Beeze Echod, if you know the Simin Ktanim, Kosvu, Bizbizu, and you know it's Mismatim Vahilchis, you'll know exactly how to remember the memory. Yeah. Now, Dr. Gemara Vaita, Omar Rabbi Yitzchok, Bu'ushe Iskinu, Sheyodom Mizgalgul im Bnoi Atshteim Esrei Shonim. Mikan Be'iloch Yered Imoi L'chayot. What does Rashi say? So Rashi says, Migalgul im Bnoi, im Esarev Mililmoit, he doesn't want to learn, Yigalgul imoi benachas, ובדבורים רכים, till at 12 ראשון, later the more seems to say, עד לאחר 12 ראשון. That means, till he becomes a godel, that means, כל זמן is a cotton, we try to, benachas, to, don't force him, you try benachas to influence him to learn. But if he's already 13 years old, megalgal im yered im lechayov leradaisai beretzue ubechayse lechem. That's how Rashi says pshat. There's a very interesting marsho. The marsho wants to say yered im lechayov a different pshat. The marsho says, "Boy, this loyme." הדרך כי היא חייך והיא אפשר לא ללמוד ירדי מלחיו עולם די אומנס כמו יראי חיים. That means if he's not learning, so ירדי מלחיו, there's another חיים, this כי היא חייך, and then there's אומנס is also called ראי חיים ממישו. So he teaches him אומנס. That's what the Masho wants to say. Al-Kupan Barashi says one is koifin. Frag de Gemore eine, wo Oma le Rav le Rav Shmuel Bar Shilis. He says, Rav told Rav Shmuel Bar Shilis, Botzi mi Bar Shit lo Yise Kabo. Less than 6 years old, you don't take him to Cheder. Bar Shit, but if he's 6 years old already, Kabo, then you take him in. Vesofi le Keture, and you go and you stuff him up like you stuff a Shoyer. So the Gemara understood that Sofile Keture is not Megalgul, that's already you can use force also to make sure that he should learn. So Sastira, here we're saying that the din of Yoredi Milachayov is after when he becomes a Godel, and here it says from six and further. So the Gemara says on this two Terutzim. In Sofa Leiketura, no. Sofa Leiketura means you try to learn with him as much as he can be mekabu. You stuff him up. But that's an anhogetaket to try as much to learn with him. But Sofa Leiketura does not mean yerdi milachayev. It's done with a knife and of nachas.
But the goal should be Sofa Leiketure. El Acheshtem Esrei Shona, then the Dinajir Dimir Lachai. Vi Boye Seime, Leikashe. No, maybe you're right. Sofa Leiketure means that that's equivalent to Yer Dimir Lachai. Aye, so then there's a stira. Here we say from 6, and here we say from 13. Leikashe o lemikro ho lemishne. There's different subjects, but we're teaching a bocha. He says, by mikro, which is not so difficult to grasp. So then, sofo leiketure is from 6. But mishne, which is a much more complex limud. So then you have to, so a b'china of kviya is only when he's 13. Now the Gemara is going to bring a raya that in there's different zmanim when to teach a child mikra, when to teach a child mishnah. So we see there's different zmanim when he can comprehend one and can comprehend the other. So Memelis, so just like there's different zmanim in the Etzem Limud, in the Sofo Leiketur and the Yedim Olachayv, there's also different zmanim. The Omar Rabbaye, Omreli Ein, Barshit LeMikro, Bar Esa LeMishneh. So we see there's different zmanim. You start learning Mikra by 6, and you start learning Mishnayis by 10. So Mamelos, just like there's the difference manim in the Ascholah Salimud, there's difference manim in the Hoifan Alimud than when the Kfiya starts. Batleisa Latanisa Me'eis La'eis. In 13 years old, one should fast a Chovdala choice, Obetinoikis, and by a girl, Bas Treisa. Zogt Rashi. Sarashi says as well, Yedim Lachayv L'Radoise Beretzue B'chayse Lechem. Avshmul Bar Shiles Malame Tenoikis. He was Malame Tenoikis. Besofa Leiketure Haliteyu, you stuff him up. Haliteyu Teire Kisheir Shate Malitoi Vo'ivsoi Machl. Seems he used to stuff up a sheir also B'shas Achilosoi. L'tainisa me'eis la'eis. Now, if you want to know when there's a chiyuv tainis of a 24, a tainis sholem, that's tleisa and treisa. Lis'anes kol hayoim. Here we're speaking about a complete tainis of 24 hours. V'chinuch elishoyis, now there's a chinuch of tainis shoyis, mikoydim lachayim.
Let us see Rashi for them. V'tinoikis shehim meheres lahovi koyach, she'eino mateshes koyach belimut teire. That means she doesn't get shvach from limut teire, because she doesn't learn. So Memele, so she has an early yeshia for Tanesim. Now, Rashi explains as follows. V'tarti sori dekoma. Now, it said when she's 12, she fasts. And when Zoch is 13, he fasts. So v'tarti sori dekoma, shnas shteim esrei gufe koma. Don't mean when he's 12 years old. In the 12th year, that means when he's 11 and further, if there's a tainus comes about, so that's a year before godless, you fast 24 hours. The e bash shteim esrei v'yaymechot. If we're speaking about that they're 12 years old already, the raisi shemeviyeh shtei sare, so bas onshin. Ein zorg lono lumbayt mim nikose shalabay omer le yaim. So we are speaking about, if we're speaking about that she's mamish 12, she's a gdoyla, so that's partial, she's mokhoyif to fast. What we're speaking about is a din chinuch of a year before. So the din chinuch of tainis, is a year before by a nekeva than by a zocho, because a nekeva could be soivel a tainus in a younger age because she doesn't have the teire mateshes koicho. So therefore, so when she's 11, she could fast mashenkein. A zocha by 11 cannot fast. That's Arashi says pshat in Abaye. Let us see Taisvis. Zok Taisvis. She odom migalgol im benoi ad yud bei shone. Vohodes nabe meseches oveis ben esse le mishne. Loi she yered im elachayev. That's not yered im elachayev, el le galgol. We're just speaking about Gilgal. Vesofilei kiture. So this is L'chayre, this Tais is going according to the first teretz of the Gemara. That Sofele Ketur is one thing, Yeredim L'chayv is something else. V'ho adis nam b'meseches oves ben chomei shonim l'mikro, haynu l'galgul, v'loy l'misvilei. So there's three zmanim. Ben chomesh lemikra legalgal. You don't have to learn so much. You don't have to pump in so much. Then when he's six, is suffer like a ketureh. But also derech gilgul not yodim lechayiv till he's 13. That is the first answer of the Gemara. Barshit lemikra. Hainu bar shit v'yoyim echot. That means he's 6 years old already. Dum yede bar esa le mishne, dahave bar esa v'yoyim echot. That means he's 10 years old. Ki hi de meseches oves, dahosam havi bar esa v'yoyim echot, dum yede ben yud gimel le mitzvahs. There we can figure it out. Because it says, ben shit bar esa, so there it says ben eser le mishne. Then it says ben yud gimel le mitzvah. So the eser is equivalent to the yud gimel. So just like the yud gimel means when he's 13 years old, so ben eser means when he's 10 years old. Ahashta hay bar shit le mikra le havi dumye de ben eser le mishne. The bar shit le mikayin le mitzvah le kiture, which means yodim le chayev or bar eser according to the second verse. Perish bekunteris, shnas yud beis. We're not speaking about when they're 12, when she's 12 years old. When she's 11 years old, she's in the 12th year. Mishum chinuch. Ulari nire de bas yud beis shone v'yemechot koma, dumye de baresa. If bar eser, we have arrived from the Mishneh Novis, ben eser le Mishneh, means she's, he's 10 years old, ben shloish esrei. So now it says, treisar, means 12 years old. So what's the chiddush? Rashi is takash on this, so it's poshet, she's a gdoila. Bashmin de leslon hashlome de rabbonon, I think it's kerab yudabek basra de yudab. That means that that's the chiddush. Not the chiddush is that by 12 you have to fast. The chiddush is the diuk that till 12 you don't have to fast. V'ho de pirish nami bekuntres. Okay, Rashi learns not like that. Rashi learns that treisa means the 12th year, 11. It's v'ho de pirish and Rashi the kasha in the chinuch. Why is it that the chinuch of a girl starts a year before the chinuch of a boy? Or the perish nami bekuntres betinoike shimaheres lovi koyach. Loi hoyitzach laforishkein. You don't have to, Rashi says a psalom this, that they were machanach her earlier because she has more koyach. It's not, she doesn't have to tell that's mateshes koyach shalodom. You don't have to say lom this, physical lom this. Alo shechinuch shalo shonulf ne gadlusa. Ha'ainu yud beishan v'yemechot k'may tinuk shechinuch eishan l'fnei gadlusay. That means it's not going to say Torah. I mean, that's klo halacha l'moishim isinai. that the sheer godless of a nekeve is 12. The sheer godless of a zoch is 13. So memele, that's facts of life. So now so there's no kasha why midarabonon she fasts 24 hours by 11, and he fasts 24 hours not by 11, by 12, because the din chinuch is the year before godless. So whenever he becomes a godel, the year before there's a din chinuch. Zok the Gemara weiter. Omar Rabbi, Omri li Eim. Hai Barshit, a person that is a 6-year-old, the Tolkolei Akrabe, Piyoimo de Mishloshit. That means that an akrov, a scorpion, bit him, and Biyoimo de Mishloshit, that means the day before his 6th birthday, Loichaye. So he will not live. A bite of a scorpion on that day is Loichaye. Is my asvose, so what is the refuah? Merarto de daya chivarto, you take the moro, the gall of a white vulture, and you mix it b'shicha, you mix it with beer. In nashfaya, you go and you smear it, mistam on the bite, b'nashkaya, and you give it to this tinek to drink. Let us see Rashi in Taisvis. So Rashi says, Loi chaye im loi berefua beduke. You can't have any refua. You need a bodek tike refua. And what is a bodek tike refua? This refua. Maralto de daya, moro de gol, shel daya shekoyrim volto, a vulture. Nishpaye v'nishkaye tim shechenu mimenu. You smear it v'tashkenu mimenu b'sheicho. And you also let him drink from it with beer. Let us see Taisvis. Mayas vosei, what is the refuah? Perish Rabbeinu Tam, shelo yishchenu. This is a preventive medicine. Somehow, if the gall is very bitter, so if he takes this al kaponim, when he's 6 years old, the scorpion also al kaponim will know to stay away from me with a 10-foot pole. The bitterness is all over him. Avalei nira leforish la'acher shenoshcho. But this is not speaking about after he got bitten. The omad de loy chai, mash mid the end refuah me elis loy. Here Abaye said, yeah, he won't live, period. So what he's saying, Eitzis, Rashi said, absolutely, he won't live without this refuah. The lechai means he won't live, period. So it means that we're speaking about to prevent that a scorpion shouldn't bite him. So now, on Taisvis, the Peiris Yosef es Sakasha on Taisvis. Now, a vulture is an oiftame. So, the Issa de Reise of Leisachilum. You're not allowed to give a child the machalos, or if the child is a cotton, there's Leisachilum. She wants to say, maybe it's Shaloike Derech Hanaosoi. That is not the way it is, it's not the way it is normally, you don't derive benefit from that, mistama that way. Mistama, and some lady boy, if it's still bitter, some mistama, it's not derech achila. So my male, it's only nisa darabonon, nisa darabonon, alois achila, man, nisa darabonon, for preventive medicine is also permissible. That's what we can learn from the Rabbeinu Tam. Zog the Gemara weiter, Hai Bar Shato, someone that's going to become a year old, the Torik Lai Zibura, B'yoyme de Mishlam Shata, the day, Mstama, before his first birthday, Lai Chaye, Maya Svosei, Atzavsa, the Dikle, B'maya. you should take the vine that wraps itself around a deco and a palm tree, and you should mix it together with water. Nishpaya, then you should smear him v'nashkaya. Let us see Rashi, Zokt Rashi, Nishpaya v'nishkaya timshechenu mimeno mashkvene b'shechen. Atzavse de dikla, siv shegodol soviv deko toimer. Kein wilde shekirech es eitz hagefen. It's a type of a vine that wraps itself around the eitz hagefen. Zog the Gemara weiter. Oma Rav Ketine. Kol hamachnis es benoi poches mi ben sheish. A person who brings his son to cheder less than ben sheish, is rotz achov agavuche dachsich mir. The Mephoshim explained we had it says in Sechtes Obeis ben chomei shonim lemikro, and here we hear that Rav told Rav Shmuel bar Shilas botzim yibarshit leitzekabu. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav explains that ben chomei shonim, that's mutl on the father to be metapul them, not to take him to a cheder with a rebbe. The father should start teaching him Oisius and when it comes six, then you bring him to cheder. Then it's offer like keturah. That means that's binishvi. It's a darge in there's some sort of pressure on the child. That's by six, but till six you don't bring him to cheder. That's pshat the Mishnah and that pshat and Rav Shmuel bar Shilas. Now the Gemara says, now what happens? Omar Rav Katina kola machnes es benoi poches mi ben sheish. What if a person brings his child to cheder? He's less than six. Rotz achro ve'enoi megiyoi. So Mamela, let's see what Rashi says. Hamachnis es benoi lilmei teure. Rotz achov lahavroise lachyoise. She's gonna try now. This is very detrimental to his health. The pressure of being in cheder by less than six. In cheder we have already a pressure of safolei keturim. So, rotz achov lahavroise lachyoise v'ene megiyoi. He won't. What was done this year? Mesukin ulamos meiriv chulshe. That means the physically it cannot take this pressure. So memela, you'll have a sick child. Ike da omri, other say chaverim rotzim achov ein magiyin oisoi. Chaverim rotzim achov li is pikrim b'toyre kamoisoi, and they'll never reach his darge. That means that what he accomplished, that he went to cheder a year earlier, so the chaverim will never catch up to him. So the Gemara says, "V'tavayu isnu." Both are true. Cholish v'gomo. That means health-wise he'll suffer, and in ruchnius-wise, in chochme he'll know better than all of them. What does Rashi say? Chaveirav rotzin achav liyispikrim b'toyre kamoise v'ene megiyoi. So that's one mahalach. Iboi yiseime, no. It matters. Hod de kochish, hod de bori. It matters how strong he is. If he's shvach to begin with, and then it's the first eight, then it's the first anagarotz achav v'ene megiyoi. He'll never be able, never catch up to his kochis. Never get back to his koiches. And if he's a bori, then it's fakel, then it's a good thing. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Yoisi bar Chanine b'ushe iskinu, another takonas ushe, ha'isha shemocha b'nichsei meluk b'chaye b'aylo, u'meisa habal moitzi miyad olakuches. So the Baal is Moitzi Miyad Alakuches. Now, let us appreciate what this takona was. Now, by Nichsei Meluk, Bemison shad is as follows. The gufa kalka belongs to her, and her husband gets aschus achilas peiris from her nechosin. Now, what would should be when she sold the nechse melut b'chaye baila? So it should have been, now, whatever belonged to me, now it belongs to you, to the lekeyach. And now, kozman, they're married, so the husband has aschus achilas peiris. She'll die. But now we're sold already, so his schus achilas peiris automatically becomes bottle, because she's not married to him anymore, and now the lekeach should take over the kalka with the kalka was his from before already. So now the kalka, and now that he loses his schus when his wife died, that would be halachically. Without Takonesusha was that she's unable to sell the Kalkim and the Baal Moitzim Yada Lekuchis. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Vedekochish al Yachnisenu Shemesukenu pen Yachlish Viyomus Debori Yachnisenu Lefi Shemispakeach. Shemocha benirse meluk hakeren. She sold the keren. Habal moitzi the shevu rabbonon kelekeach. The rabbonon said when he got married, he's kelekeach vuhu lekeach rishon. Like he was the first one that purchased it. So that means if she will die, so memele there's a din of kelekeach vuhu lekeach rishon. Let us see Taisvis. So Taisvis says, Habal moitzi miyad halakuchis. So Taisvis has a problem. Alibe de Rabbi Yochanan de Oma akinyin peiris ke kinyin aguftami. So machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, who's considered the real bailam of a karke? The one who has the shimush of the karke, or the one who the etzim karka belongs to. Now, Rabbi Yochanan holds kinyan peiris ki kinyan haguf domi. That means the one who has the shimushim of the karka is considered the bailam. So if he's considered the bailam, so Kozman, she's married to him. Forget about takonesushim. Kozman, she's married to him, so it's his karka. He's considered the bailam. By her, her kinyan guf is only equivalent to a shibud. But she doesn't have anything now. He's the true bailam. So memele, so her mechire can only be chal when she'll die. So, when she'll die, so it's not hers anymore. That means if he would give her a get, so she has like a shibud in the kalke to get the kalke. So the mechire is chal that when she got keget, the kalke is sold. It's not hers now, kinyipes, kinyaguf, but al kaponim would be chal when she got keget. But if she dies, so she never got the kalke, so then the mechire is tamaza can't be chal. It's like tzichel takone susha, then you takadoni takone susha. Elo le reish lokish sold kinyipes, lavke kinyaguf. So she is considered the bailam now of the kalke. So Mamela she could sell the kaka. Now we need Takonasusha. Maybe the Reish Lakish Masla Bepereka Khaivu. The Gemara brings down Takonasusha according to Reish Lakish. Inami, Rabbi Yochanan Nami, it's trick going nice in Matonal the Ishtoi. If he gave a Matonal the Ishtoi, she consumed a Balechal Peres. That if he gives her a Maton, he doesn't have a Schusachilas Peres. So in this karke, he does never kinyan peiris. Afal pika in this atakonesusha. Inami, the cost of lodinu dvom eli bepeiris nechsayich. Or he was mesalik himself beiris and that he shouldn't get the schus achilas peiris. So abalein loim, the cost of lodinu dvom eli benechsayich bepeiris eim. He was mesalik himself on schus and nechosim also. That's not bepeirik hakoisim. He was mesalik himself on nechosim. The mocha v'nos nakayim, then the dinis is not takonis ushe, because mesalik himself from the nechosin. But this would be a neitzah, according to Rabbi Yochanan, because mesalik himself for the peiris, who doesn't have a kinyan peiris, so then the mechire midina would be chal, And that's why we need Takonas Usha.